Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, part of sports business is basketball. And we like to highlight some of the teams, the coaches, the schools that maybe don't get the recognition they deserve, and we'll be doing that tonight when we talk to Justin Lunt, the head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound, a member of the Northwest Conference. But I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And I want to remind everybody, my good friend Brant Miner has another great event going on, the big showcase out at Forest Grove High School. This Saturday and Sunday. So you can go to maxhoops.com, find out more about it. A terrific event. And I know the last one he had, Justin Lunt, you attended that one and did a great job, I understand, at Clackamas Community College. So way to go. And that is, Brant does a great job with those, Justin.
Yeah, no, he's one of, he's one of the best. So, I mean, it's been, I've been fortunate enough to go out to two or three of his camps, and, you know, he's really good, does a real nice job.
And it's, you know what, I talked to a lot of people in the last 3 or 4 days. They said they had to get their blanket out of the closet. A couple of people turned their heat on in the morning. That tells me one thing, it's close to basketball time.
That's exactly right there, Greg. We're getting excited. We just actually just started up our second week of school, and you know, guys are getting excited. So once the weather starts turning a little bit, and you know, you start waking up in the early mornings, and you got that crisp cool air, you know, basketball season's right around the corner.
Justin, I officiated high school basketball for 25 years. Very proud of that. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. And always worked a lot with young people, young officials. And I always felt that I wanted them to be all pumped up and excited, because you can always tone somebody down. You can't always get them to get more pumped up. Is that kind of the same way with basketball players? Do you really love them to be excited and everything, and you can tone them down if they're too excited, but if they don't have that energy, it's hard to build it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you look at Coach Wooden's, you know, pyramid of success, and, you know, the two cornerstones, you know, of that pyramid, you know, one is, you know, enthusiasm, and the other one was industriousness. You know, and I think you'd always talk about the pyramid, you know, started with those two things. I mean, you gotta be excited about what you're doing, you know, and have a passion for what you're doing. And then, you know, with the industriousness, you gotta be able to go out there and you gotta be able to work extremely hard. You know, so, you know, I think, you know, as far as, you know, recruiting, as far as, coaching, I mean, you know, we're a very passionate coaching staff, and, you know, there's a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, you know, and I think that, you know, if you come into our program and you're normally, you know, an enthusiastic person, we're just going to really even raise the bar a little bit more. You know, if it's something you're maybe not as comfortable with, I just think the, you know, part of the culture of our program is, you know, we're gonna get you outside your comfort zone and, you know, get you pretty excited. But, you know, you always play a lot better when you're enthusiastic and you have energy and you're excited about what you're doing. So, yeah, we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of really, you know, a majority, you know, 90, I wouldn't even say majority, I'd say 80 to 90%. All of our guys are, you know, pretty excited about workouts, pretty excited about lifting, pretty excited about practice. And, you know, I think it kind of spreads. It's one of those things that, you know, spreads throughout the whole team.
Very good. As far as this 16-17 edition of Logger Basketball, talk a little bit about what kind of, when you think about it, brings a smile to your face. On here we are on September 6th, and I know there isn't a coach around, if they want to be candid, and you're a very candid person, that doesn't have some worries going into a season. What are those two balances there?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think we're excited because, we, you know, our last game of the season, we return our starting five from that game. You know, and we return, you know, three key contributors that came off the bench. You know, so, I mean, our top eight is, you know, pretty solid. You know, and from, you know, getting the guys back, which is always exciting, you know, a lot of our guys came back stronger, you know, faster, quicker. I mean, they just, you know, they just look different, which is a good thing. You know, and, you know, so, I mean, I think experience obviously is something that's nice. And, you know, it's always something that, you know, makes you feel good, you know, heading into a year, you know, just having some experience. I would say obviously always concerns is, you know, just, you know, injuries. I mean, you always got to, you know, I mean, I know our guys are, you know, all lifting and, you know, playing and doing all that stuff. And, you know, you've always got to have that in the back of your mind a little bit that, you know, you're hoping everyone can make it through, you know, these next 5 weeks before practice starts, you know, injury free. You know, and you know, I think that's always, you know, a concern. I think another concern always is just, and I think this is a tough thing for a lot of teams is, you know, they have an idea that, well, we return everyone, you know, we should be just as good, if not better, as we were last year. You know, and not that complacency kicks in, but, you know, just understanding that last year was last year. This is this year. This is a new team. I get it. We're all, you know, we return, you know, a lot of guys, but still, it's a brand new team. We got new, you know, some really good recruits that are in here. You know, we lost some seniors that might have not played, you know, a lot last year, but had great leadership. You know, so just getting them to understand that, you know, this is a brand new year. This is a brand new team. You know, and I think, as far as concerns go with that, is just, you know, getting them to see that, you know, right away, you know, and, but I mean, I think for us right now, I think those are, you know, our two concerns, that we have. And, you know, I mean, I think, like, and I know we talked about this last time we were, on, was, I think every coach is excited right now. You know, I mean, with their teams, you know, and there's that excitement in the air, and, you know, we'll see what the excitement looks like in, you know, the next couple months. But it's always nice to have a lot of returners coming back and, you know, guys with experience, you know, on the floor.
Very good. You know, I always have said that the difference between a Division III, which Puget Sound's Division III, and a Division III conference, the Northwest Conference, and Division I players are the Division I players want to know what kind of uniforms their team's going to have, and Division III players want to know what kind of classes they can take. That's always
yes.
a factor.
Yes, absolutely. That's the true student athlete. Yeah, you know, it's definitely at our level for sure. It's a good one.
And I think, you know, it. And I think that, you know, the balance there is, you know, how do you balance that? What are certain things you like to do to balance the academics? And still, you know, you're a competitive guy. I've gotten to know you, as you should be. You want to win every basketball game you play, and so do your players. How do you balance the academics? And because it's, you know, I'm a product of a Division III NAIA school, and it's the courses are not easy.
Right. Well, I mean, I think Greg, the biggest thing is that the balance comes right away as far as finding the right guys, you know, I mean, and finding the right fits for, you know, our program. And, you know, I think that, you know, we talk about, you know, with our recruits, and, you know, right now it's kind of a big recruiting time for us. You know, we've got, you know, kids coming up for official visits. We got, you know, home visits. You know, we're on the phone all the time with recruits right now, visiting high schools, all that great stuff. But, you know, finding the right student athletes where, you know, hey, they want to be the best they can in the classroom, and then they want to be the best they can, you know, on the basketball court. You know, and I think finding, you know, guys with where those are their number, you know, number one in the classroom, number two on the basketball floor, you know, those are their priorities with what they want to do. You know, and then I think that, you know, we do a good job setting up a plan for, you know, all of our incoming freshmen and transfers. And, you know, we actually had study hall tonight, you know, but we, you know, have our mandatory, you know, study halls to make sure our guys are, you know, studying. And, you know, we monitor all of their classes. And, you know, and I think the nice thing about Puget Sound is most, you know, small colleges, you know, in our conference, is it's hard to hide. You know, I mean, I think Puget Sound is a great place where, you know, all of our professors are there to help you improve. And, you know, they really put forth the extra effort to make sure, you know, you're getting your questions answered, you're getting, you know, extra hours, you know, as far as office hours, as far as tutors and all that. And so, you know, if you're, if you've got the personality of, hey, I want to be the best I can in the classroom, and you're going to seek out help, you know, Puget Sound does a great job of really nurturing that and helping you reach your successful with whatever you want to do in the classroom. So it's a great setting, you know, and like I said, I think that our coaching staff does a real nice job as far as, you know, getting with our guys and, you know, figuring out, you know, everything that their goals and what they want to do, you know, in these next 4 years, and then, you know, trying to help set up a plan. So, we've done really well in the classroom. I mean, I think our team GPA was over 3.1 last semester, and, you know, our guys do a real nice job. So, but I think, you know, first and foremost, it really all starts with, you know, the recruiting piece, and then, you know, getting a plan set up for when they get to campus, you know, this is what it looks like to be a student athlete here.
And along those lines, Justin, I think you've done a great job at Puget Sound. Obviously, record speaks for itself, but in the meantime, you've also created a culture. And I always have felt that, you know, basketball success on any level, it's not so much about, you know, the wins and losses, but it has to be a culture first, and then the wins will come.
Right. Well, and I think you hit it right on the nose. I mean, I think what separates, you know, and this is pretty much every Division III, you know, school is the culture's got to be about student athlete. It's got to be about the academic piece, and it's got to be about, you know, the success on the court and off the court, you know, in the community. I mean, you know, I always tell a story, you know, what makes Puget Sound so special is that, like, you know, you could show up to Puget Sound, you know, and let's say we've got a freshman, he shows up, and, you know, if we could go 4 straight years undefeated, you know, win 4 national championships, which is awesome. But if our guys aren't getting it done in the classroom, and they're, you know, being knuckleheads in the community, then I'm going to be out the door. I mean, they're going to be looking for a new coach, no matter how many championships we win. You know, so I think that's what's unique about Puget Sound is, or the Division III culture, is the fact that you're held for, you know, a pretty darn high standard, not all focused on winning basketball games. I mean, obviously, I think that's extremely important. But, you know, what your guys are doing in the classroom, and also what they're doing in the community. And that's, you know, I kind of like that responsibility. And I think that's, you know, what we've really tried to, you know, attack with our culture is just the fact that, yeah, we want to win every single game we play in, but we also, you know, want to do everything we can in the classroom to be the best, and then, you know, really, you know, get back to our community, you know, get involved with, you know, helping other people out. So it's been a pretty strong culture, and, you know, all of our guys are really buying into that.
Justin, talk a little bit along those lines as well, something in addition. The Division III rules are very tough about practices and contact with players, but how much interaction once that maybe we'll use the example when the season gets going, do you have with the players off the court? Do they stop in to see you during the day, or are they so busy they can't, or do you try and reach out to them? How does that work? I'm always curious about that phase of coaching.
You know, we try, and I try to meet with our guys, you know, twice a month for at least 30 minutes to 45 minutes each session, and just talk about everything except basketball. Everything except basketball. So just how are things going, you know, in the classroom? How are things going, you know, with your personal life? How's mom and dad? How's, you know, brother, sister? How's girlfriend? How's, you know, grandpa and grandma? I mean, you know, we really try to reach out to our guys and you know, get that quality one-on-one conversations. Cause I think it's important right now. You know, we've got meetings already set up, and, you know, we start, you know, trying to meet with our guys, you know, a bunch, you know, right now. And then, you know, we keep it going throughout the year. And even after the season, we keep it going. I mean, you know, I just, you know, being supportive and helping our guys out is, you know, is important, you know, to our coaching staff. So, I think newcomers at first, not that they're intimidated, but it might be something new. I think, you know, our juniors and seniors that have been around the program, you know, for 2 years, you know, they're excited about their, you know, two meetings, you know, a month, but they're also going to swing by and say what's up, you know, once or twice a week just to check in and see how things are going. You know, we have a you know, pretty open door policy with our guys, and you know, I think we we're one of the busier coaching staff with guys swinging by to say hello and see how things are going. So, and obviously during season, I mean, it's, hey, let's watch film, you know, let's talk about game plan, let's talk about practice, let's talk about, you know, individual workouts. I mean, they're obviously going to be coming in and out during the season, but I think where, you know, what's nice about our program is we get a lot of our guys, you know, off season still swinging by to say hello and check in and see how things are going.
Do you get much of a chance to kind of just reflect on, I know anybody that's successful in sports, they're confident. They're usually not arrogant. They're actually humble people, but they have a lot of confidence. Do you get much of a chance with your busy schedule to just kind of relax and sit back and say, yeah, how am I doing as a coach, and self-analyze yourself?
Yeah, you know, we try to spend that the month of, you know, before recruiting really gets going. So, you know, usually that month to look back and, you know, have a questionnaire we send out to you know, all of our guys, and then, you know, we all sit down, you know, as a staff and really talk about, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do better, and I think feedback's a great thing. You know, it's funny, I was actually talking about this on, you know, Brant Miner's Max Hoops Camp, that, you know, so many people shy away from feedback. You know, and the example I always bring up is, you know, you're in high school, you're in college, and, you know, you've got a rough draft, and, you know, raise your hand if you're afraid to turn in a rough draft. And most everyone, you know, raises their hand. I mean, I'll be the first one to raise my hand too. You know, and then you ask the question, well, why? You know, and you know, for me, it was always, I hated to see, you know, red marks all over my paper, you know, of, you know, corrections of misspelled words of, you know, you need to put a comma here, you know, exclamation point, well, whatever it is. But, you know, you kind of get nervous to see all that. And then if you really, really think about it, you know, it's feedback better. So I think that, you know, getting feedback from our guys on, you know, what we did well, what we need to, you know, improve on, and, you know, what we didn't do very well on is an important thing. And so, you know, usually that month of May, we really, you know, take the time to, you know, reflect on, you know, what we need to improve on. And a lot of it has to, a lot of it's X and O's, but a lot of it's just like, you know, managing and, you know, developing leadership and, you know, what can we do a better job of with that? You know, because I think this is the time right now where we start focusing on, we got everyone at school, you know, everyone's in classes, everyone's here. Now it's like, we got to really start thinking about, you know, what are we going to do, you know, on the floor, you know, what's our team makeup look like? Now, granted, we can't watch our guys play or like that. So we're, you know, pretty much going off, you know, what returners, and then, you know, what the guys that we recruited, what their strengths were when we were recruiting them. But that's this time right now that we're really focusing on, is you know, the X and O piece, and, you know, really trying to get ourselves prepared for, you know, 5 weeks and be able to, you know, hit practice and, you know, hit the season, you know, with good momentum and get things going. So I'm actually pretty excited. I'm going to, next time we'll talk, I'll have to let you know about my trip, but I'm actually going to be, heading down to, Boston, to watch the Celtics first few days of practice. So I'm actually really, really excited about that. And, they're going to be doing 2-a-days and, you know, just got kind of get a full on all access to, you know, what they're doing. And, that's pretty exciting, pretty exciting stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, anytime you get an opportunity to, you know, go see, you know, an NBA program and how they work, and especially, you know, a D3 guy like Coach, it's so, you know, really, really excited about that.
Yeah, that is exciting, and probably one of the top 5 coaches in the NBA, Brad Stevens. A tremendous teacher. You probably will learn a lot, and he'll probably learn some from you. I understand he's a pretty open guy to suggestions and everything.
I mean, from everything I've heard, he's very laid back. You know, he's a very humble, you know, coach, and obviously, you know, he's a younger guy, but I think what's great is, you know, he similar to Popovich, because Popovich was a Division III coach before, and Stevens was, you know, a Division III athlete. You know, so, you know, I think the understanding of D3, I think is a pretty cool thing that, you know, obviously, you know, we can relate to. You know, so I'm excited. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of the stuff that they do offensively and defensively is, you know, very similar to some of the stuff we do. So, yeah, it's going to be like Christmas in September for myself. So pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm getting even excited about you talking about it. Hey, Justin, I can't let you go with, you know, there's a certain school in McMinnville that's ranked number 1 in football. How's that Logger football team going to be this year?
Oh, man. Coach Thomas, our football coach, has got him rolling. So we actually had a really – we played our first home game this past Saturday. We played the defending SCIAC champions, Laverne, who played in the national tournament last year, and we ended up winning. And, you know, lots of credit to Coach Thomas and his staff and what they do. He has really done an amazing job changing the whole culture of Logger football. And – you know, they were 6-3 last year. I know they were preseason picked in the conference to finish either 8th or 9th, and they finished 3rd. And I think it was their first 6-1 season and since like 50, I don't know the exact date, but it was a long time ago, 40 years ago. So he's just really, got the loggers rolling on the football field. And, obviously Linfield is unbelievable. Did they play this weekend? I know that they're playing. I think they're playing the top five.
I don't
five.
Think they did. They play either this Saturday or the following Saturday.
Yeah, I think their first game, though, is first number five. I think it's Mary Harden Baylor, number five. I remember Coach Thomas telling me about that. that's a machine. I mean, they're doing so well. They got a legit shot of winning it. So, it's exciting times. Anytime, you have a, even if they're opponents, but have, for us, it's like Whitworth, all the success that they have. It's in basketball, it's nice to see, and this representation of our conference. So I love football season. It's one of my favorite, times of the year, and it's nice to have the Loggers playing really, really great football and, excited to see what they do this year.
In conclusion, along those lines, too, isn't it amazing, Justin, how great the coaching is? And you can pat yourself on the back here, which you probably won't do. You're humble, but I will. How great the coaching is in the Northwest Conference in every sport. I mean, football,
yes.
Basketball, soccer, softball, you name it. The coaching in baseball is just off the charts. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's – well, I'm bringing up, Linfield. I mean, Scott Brosius, who, was at Linfield head coach, obviously, played for the Yankees and won a World Series. But, he's up here with the Tacoma Rainiers right now and just part of the, the Seattle Mariners organization and, just doing an outstanding job. I think the team's amazing. I think it's so good at such a high level, obviously – being around the conference for, this is my 14th year. This will be my 11th as a head coach. But just being able to see, all the sports, do a great job. Lots of hard workers and, really, study their craft of coaching. So, and we've got a lot in our athletic department, a lot of conference champion winners and, people that have coaches that have done really well in the national tournament. So, always trying to, seek out, people with great knowledge and, who have had success.
Hey, Justin, great job tonight per usual. It's a pleasure to know you. We'll have you on again as we do all through the year. The first Tuesday of October. Boy, that's scary to be talking about October. Oh, man. But it's also fun to be talking about that. And have a great time with the Celtics. What a great organization run by Danny Ainge.
Yeah, we'll talk more. We'll talk about that on the next show. I'll let you know how it all goes.
I'll be very intrigued to find out about it. Hey, that's Justin Lund. He is the head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound. You can tell he's terrific just by listening to him. Thanks for listening tonight. He'll be back again the first Tuesday of October at 10 p.m. And good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Had a big audience tonight. We love it. And don't forget to make all your free throws.